Welcome to The Fighting Priests, a podcast exploring orthodoxy and jiu-jitsu. Two paths, one struggle. Father Ted Perestivopoulos and Father Thomas Sandberg are two orthodox Christian priests who also happen to be practitioners of jiu-jitsu. Together, they explore how these two unique worlds intersect and what it means for our spirituality. Here's Father Ted and Father Thomas. Well, welcome everybody back to The Fighting Priest. My name is Father Ted Perestivopoulos. I'm alone today, and it is the first time back in a very, very long time. I think it's been about 6 months since we've done our last episode of The Fighting Priest. And that wasn't purposeful, actually. You know, we weren't actually trying to take a break with Father Thomas. But, you know, as life goes with priests who have full-time parishes, the reality is that sometimes, you know, we get not distracted, but we just get overwhelmed with a lot of work. And it's been a very, very busy 6 months, and we just weren't able to actually get recording, which kind of sucks because, you know, quite literally, our fourth season, which has now ended, our fourth year of doing this podcast, was kind of like a half season because, you know, we did literally half the podcast, half the episodes that we've done on other years. And now we've kind of rolled into, you know, season five, which is this is the first episode. And it is now May 24th as I record this. You know, for those of you who remember, April was the month that we started this podcast 5 years ago. And so we've kind of come into this new season, didn't get a chance to do kind of an anniversary episode, didn't get a chance to, you know, have any special guests or anything like that. And, you know, Father Thomas is not with me today. It's been a very, very busy week, a few months, and it's also been a busy Easter that we just passed, you know. So, again, apologies for that, for anybody who's listening or wondering what happened to us. But we will be back, and we do plan on recording some more episodes moving forward and, you know, of course, continuing our podcast, which we love so much, and our community. But today I just want to record, you know, this episode and just talk a little bit about you know, a lot of stuff that's been going on lately, and also, you know, how it relates to jiu-jitsu, because, of course, this is what we always do. And at least from a personal point of view, I can say that the last 6 months have not only been super busy, but they've been super rewarding, because one of the main things that at least I was involved in leading up to this past Easter 2024, which Pascha, as we say in the Orthodox tradition, which was on May 5th this year. It was late. It was 4 weeks after the Western Easter. The big thing that I was really working on was kind of like this mass baptism of, you know, multiple, you know, adults, right? So, you know, in the Orthodox faith, we baptize everybody from all different ages, whether you're a baby, which is predominantly the case of baptisms. More baptisms are babies and infants than they are adults. But we also baptize adults. And when an adult wants to get baptized, when an adult is coming in to the Orthodox tradition and to the Orthodox faith from another tradition, whether it be, you know, a non-Christian tradition like Muslim or Buddhist or an atheist, or they're coming from other Christian denominations like Catholic, Protestantism, Anglicanism, things like that, they go through a process which is called catechism. And catechism is, you know, this process of learning about familiarizing themselves with the Orthodox faith, right? And this you know, can take different forms in different parishes. It can take different, you know, different paths. You know, different priests do it different ways. The way I personally do it is I have kind of like a twofold kind of approach. One of them is, of course, the theory. You know, like I have quite a bit of material that I do send to my catechumens. Those are people who are getting catechized, the people who are receiving catechism. They're called catechumens. And they're the group of learners within the parish. And I send them, you know, quite a bit of different information, kind of introducing them through video, YouTube videos and audio podcasts, you know, different aspects of the faith, you know, a little bit about our holy tradition, the history of the church, a little bit about scripture, a little bit about the sacraments, a little bit about spirituality, all these different kind of aspects of the Orthodox faith. And so there is kind of like the theoretical side of it. But of course, there's also the second part, which is the practical side, which is, you know, just showing up, you know, like, you know, physically coming to church and, you know, getting used to the worship services, the cycle of prayer, you know, being coming enculturated into the community, of the Orthodox Church, especially when you're feel like you're an outsider and you don't know anybody, you know, coming in, starting to kind of get familiar with the services, also meeting other people, and slowly, you know, becoming part of that local body of Christ, you know, that church, right? So that is kind of like, you know, the second part. And I would say it's just as important as the first part. It's not just the theory, but the practice. And so I had quite a few catechumens who were kind of prepping for baptism into the church this past Easter. And thank God, about 17 of them were able to be received into the Orthodox Church on Holy Saturday morning, which was May 4th in the morning. We had this mass baptism here, which was a really amazing service. I'd never baptized 17 adults in a row in the same service before. It was really, really moving. And then, of course, that evening at midnight, we had our midnight resurrectional service, and they were all there again for that. And so, you know, it took a long time. Some of them I was catechizing for over a year, some of them a little bit less. One or two of them were for multiple years. They were learning. And so for many of them, this was kind of like a very long journey, which kind of culminated into, you know, in the entrance into the church, right? And what happens after is that, you know, your whole life kind of changes, and now you're kind of part of a different community. And then everything kind of resets, right? It's not like, you know, you suddenly get baptized and now everything is great. Now everything's perfect. Now I've reached the pinnacle. Now my life is perfect. No, quite the opposite. It's like once you enter into the church, then, you know, you begin the real work. You begin the real spiritual struggle. You start to kind of face the real kind of temptations of life. But the difference is that you have this environment. You have this this family, this holy tradition to help you along the journey, right? To help you kind of deal and battle with those problems of life. And so, you know, while it was a wonderful thing that 17 adults kind of came into the Orthodox faith, now the real work begins, right? And you know, I was thinking about this because it's so much, runs so much in parallel with jiu-jitsu, because, like, jiu-jitsu is, again, like, very much this kind of twofold process, right? You have, while people would think in the first thing that they think about in their mind is, you know, the practical aspect, right? It's like jiu-jitsu is, you got to get on the mats and you just got to do it, right? You're not going to sit at home and read books about it or watch videos and things like that, but really you got to get on the mats and do it. And that's 100% true. The practical aspect of it is the most important, right? Doing the jiu-jitsu, drilling, you know, using your body, right? And working out the techniques and finding out what works, what doesn't work, and becoming efficient in those things. So, of course, it's all rolled up. But, of course, there is in jiu-jitsu the theoretical aspect, which is the learning of the technique, which is not only done by drilling, but also, you know, watching videos or reading books or, you know, watching instructionals. There is that aspect of it, studying the history of jiu-jitsu, watching matches, things like that. And so that's important as well, the knowledge aspect of it, you know, taking notes, kind of organizing your thoughts and your techniques in your mind, or maybe in a book or something like that. And then, of course, there is the practical aspect of it. And both those things are extremely important. But in the end, you know, with jiu-jitsu, it's a little bit different because, you know, in the church, you know, you become a catechumen as an adult, we're saying now, not as an infant. You become a catechumen, you know, you study, you build up, and then there's this kind of initiation, right? There's the baptism, the immersion in water, and you are, you know, kind of, you enter in, you go through this kind of like this gateway, this process of leaving your old life and entering into the new life, and then, you know, you're part of the church. Whereas in jiu-jitsu, you know, you sign up, you get your white belt, and you're in the community already. Now, so there's no like real baptism in that sense, like that, where there's a moment where suddenly now you've kind of prepared yourself and now suddenly you are this thing. But what you do have in jiu-jitsu is you have this more of a gradual experience of what kind of like, you know, these catechumens went through from a religious point of view. And what do I mean by that? That basically, you know, in jiu-jitsu, what I have found my journey so far, which has been, you know, quite a while now, it's been about 4.5 years, that it's more like there is a constant kind of like mini conversions, mini baptisms happening along the way, right? So, you know, I became a white belt and you don't know what's going on and you kind of jump into the mats, you jump into the water right away and you're trying to swim and you're swimming with the sharks and you have to survive and learn at the same time. So it's like a baptism by fire, right? And, you know, you build up, and then you get to the next belt, right? And, of course, that grading or that, you know, spontaneous belt promotion, depending on how your community and how your dojo does it, you know, is like a baptism. Because now suddenly you're like, wow, I was this one thing. I was a white belt, for example. And then now I'm a blue belt. So now I'm kind of like, I've changed. I've transitioned into a different level. And, of course, in Christianity and like my catechumens experience who converted, you know, you kind of, when you're a white belt, for example, when you're at the end of whatever color belt, you are at the pinnacle or you should be at the top of that, that particular level, right? You're literally the big fish in the small pond, right? When I was a four stripe white belt, I was competing. I was at the top of my game for a white belt. As soon as I transitioned into a blue belt, suddenly I was the little fish in the big pond. Everything reset. I was suddenly now down at the bottom of the totem pole, and everybody else who was a blue belt and higher now, you know, it was a different story altogether. And I had to kind of reset again, be humbled again. And it's almost like you're resetting the journey now. Yes, on a different level, but you're almost starting back at the bottom and you got to build up until you get to the top of blue belt. And then when you transition to purple belt, again, there's a reset and you get humbled again and you get brought back down. So it's almost like there's these little mini baptisms, these mini transitions, these mini initiations into the next level, right? And of course, this continues on in jiu-jitsu forever. Even when you're a black belt, there's different degrees. And you continue learning and moving forward. And that's what I find like very, very similar to the conversion experience. Because even in Orthodoxy, yes, and I explained this to my converts, the people who converted, that, you know, you become baptized, you become a member of the church, but the journey doesn't end there because, you know, you're gonna fail, you're gonna fall again, you're gonna make mistakes. This is why we have confession, which is like the renewal of the baptism and the cleansing of the person. And you're going to hit peaks and valleys, you're going to reset, you're going to have, you know, spiritual ups and then spiritual downs along your journey. And those ups and downs, they continue on until death. They go on for the rest of our lives. They never end, right? And so you have to have that mentality that these kind of resets, these kind of humbling moments will happen and they're expected to happen within the church. And there's nothing really that we can do to escape those things. Those things are good for us because if we're constantly progressing and there's never any reset, there's never any kind of humbling, then the danger is that the ego gets, you know, gets control of us and becomes too big and then begins to control our lives. And so this humbling aspect of the faith and this humbling aspect of jiu-jitsu, they're so good for our souls, right? Because they constantly introduce constant points of humility within us, right? These kind of little ego resets that are happening, right? And so I was thinking about all these things in the last 6 months, especially in the last little while during Great Lent and leading up to Holy Week and Easter, and this kind of culmination of this journey of many, many people within my parish and, you know, thinking about my own journey in jiu-jitsu as well. And, where would that end? You know, like all these kind of like build-ups and then resets again. Like, right, you know, as I'm recording it right now, it's May 24th. This upcoming week, I'm flying to Long Beach to compete in Masters North America in California. And this is just one kind of point on the path leading up to the big one, which is Masters Worlds in Vegas at the end of August, beginning of September. And so, like, again, these kind of like build-ups, right? Training hard, building yourself up, going to the competition, win or lose, there is a peak and then there is a reset, right? You come back home and you learn from your mistakes if you lose, and you even learn, you should learn from your wins. And you take a look at your video, you take a look at your fights and then your matches, and you try to reset, humble yourself, learn what you can do better, and then you move to the next peak, you move to the next buildup, which will be the next competition. So all this pattern of life of, you know, going up and then going down again, you know, build up and then, you know, coming back down again. In the church, we would say, you know, fasting and feasting, you know, you fast a lot and then you feast and you can rest a bit, right? And you come back down again. And then there's another season of fasting and then another season of feasting. And it goes back and forth in this beautiful balance, this beautiful tension that happens between the extremes, right? Same thing with training. You train really, really hard. You go to a competition, then you rest a little bit afterwards, and then you hit the gym again, and you train hard again, you build up for the next thing. And in building up, we get better. We push ourselves. We get better in our technique. We get better in our mentality of training and of competing. In the same way with the faith, you know, we build up and hopefully we are gaining deeper spiritual knowledge, deeper spiritual insight, even in our failures. And so, you know, these are some of the things that I was thinking about the last little while, especially as we had this little bit of a hiatus from the Fighting Priests. And, you know, going forward, I do look forward to having a little bit more time and having some more guests lined up for our podcast and moving into the summer, which is usually a slow time, but I'm hoping to kind of get some more episodes out, hit the ground running for our new season. And so that's all I had to say about, you know, today. And those are my thoughts for today. I do hope that for the next episode, we will have Father Thomas with us as well, rejoining us for the Fighting Priests. And I hope that everybody else is having a wonderful, you know, end of the spring, entering into the summer soon. And of course, there are a lot of competitions happening all over the world. And, you know, the weather usually gets better and, you know, people are enjoying themselves and tend to be training a little bit harder as well. And also, you know, perhaps visiting other places as well. So I hope to maybe even podcast from LA next week during the competition and any other places I might be able to visit. So until then, God bless all of you. Keep training the body and the mind. And we will see each other soon. Take care.
You have been listening to The Fighting Priests. Feel free to download us on Spotify, Apple iTunes, or anywhere else you get your content. Check us out on Instagram at The Fighting Priests. And if you have any questions, feel free to email us at thefightingpriests@gmail.com. Till next time, keep training the body and the soul.